104.9. Good morning, it's Kyle and Rachel. We had our hot guys cleaning dirty cars' car wash this past Saturday.
And it was amazing.
Until the cops got called on us.
Bad boys,
yeah.
What you gonna do?
We were the bad boys and bad ladies on Saturday.
It was a good kind of bad, though.
Yeah, it was a good kind of bad. So, let's be honest. There was a lot of half-naked men roaming the streets of Crawfordsville Road on Saturday morning, okay? Everybody had board shorts on. Except for our nighttime guy, Brian, okay? Brian came to help out, right?
Maybe they called the cops on him because he was the one that did not have, like, jacked arms and, like, a huge six-pack.
And Brian, God bless him, but he looks like he's been living in a basement for 6 months with the color of his skin.
He's so pale. He's so skinny. Yes. He's, like, lanky.
I have the same problem, though, so I can't hate too much. But Brian, on Saturday, he showed up in, like, this, like, little, I don't even know, was it shorts or something really small?
Like, it was, like, camo, like, Speedo. Okay. Or, like, shorts rolled up into a Speedo, so it looked kind of like a diaper Speedo.
He had nothing on his, you know, his chest, no shirt, no side, nothing, okay, except for shoes and this thing, but he was
covered in a poster board,
but when people were passing by, they thought a guy was actually naked in the middle of the road, multiple reports of naked men, and the cops came to our freaking charity car wash on
Saturday.
Listen,
if I heard reports of naked men in the streets, I'd show up too. So
yes,
I don't blame you, IPD.
With some handcuffs too, I bet.
That's right.
The guy that got us in trouble a little bit, Brian, is actually with us right now. Brian, what happened, naked man?
Outside, just trying to have a little fun, trying to bring people into the car wash and do my duty as an employee of Radio 1. And for whatever reason, they deemed it, or at least one patron deemed it, as indecent exposure.
Oh, my. Well, were they reporting a naked man? Now, let's be quite honest about what your outfit really was. Can you describe what your outfit looked like?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I was adorning nothing but some beautifully crafted orange shoes, some striped socks, and, of course, the standard military-issued camo Speedo.
It was a Speedo, by the way, that looked like it would have been too small on an infant, Brian. And you had this out here in the middle of the street.
Dancing.
This is what we get. You know, we're trying to do this nice charity car wash. Next thing I know, there's cops at the Dirt Tripper car wash talking to Brian about what the hell is going on.
Well, I was just wondering what you guys were thinking. I mean, I had three cop cars surrounding me. I was like, oh, my God, they're going to think I have warrants. They're going to think that I just, you know, got done robbing a bank before I came over. It was a lot going through my mind.
So how did it all happen? Because I missed the whole cops, you know, intercepting you because you were at the back area trying to go back to your car. So how did this go down? Can you describe the scene and what they said to you?
First he said, oh, well, yeah, you're the guy that fits the description. I was just like, what's up? And he's like, oh, we got reports that there was a naked guy roaming about the streets, and I got out of my car and, of course, showed the Speedo and was like, nope, there's definitely some clothes there.
Well, hopefully, I feel like the Speedway Police needs an apology from you, Brian.
I would really appreciate a memo or something.
Oh my gosh, so funny. What? Hey, I think that they're just jealous of your amazing dance moves. I honestly think that that's what it was.
That must have been it. Brian, go back to bed. But yes, this is exactly what happened. Cops were called on our charity car wash on Saturday. And here we are on Monday, a little bit embarrassed because cops were called. By the way, we had a lot of money raised for what we're doing later this year.
I'm not embarrassed. I like causing a scene. And there's nothing better than cops showing up and seeing some fine men. I'm sharing it with everyone.
But I felt like we kind of wasted the Speedway Police Department's time on Saturday. So I think we need Brian to apologize to him. Don't you think that'd be a good idea, Rachel? Let's ask you, 239-1009 right now, should Brian apologize to the Speedway Police for indecent exposure this past weekend? It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio 900.9.